Well, good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your home as we share a few moments together this beautiful Wednesday morning in God's Word. Today, we have jumped back over to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 17, and we now have new saving words from our God, changing up here in the middle of the week. The new saving word is encouragement. From here on through the end of this week, the lessons and the readings are all about God's encouragement. So, let's go ahead and get started here. Chapter 40 begins a section of the book of the prophet Isaiah that speaks to a time when many of the people of Judah were in exile in Babylon, crushed and without hope. Isaiah proclaimed that God would set the people free and bring them home to Jerusalem to begin a new life. In today's reading, the prophet proclaims words of hope, comfort, and encouragement. And as I said before, God's saving word for us now this morning is encouragement. So let's begin reading in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. Comfort my people, says our God. Comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem. Let them tell them they have suffered long enough and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them in full for all their sins. A voice cries out, prepare in the wilderness a road for the Lord. Clear the way in the desert for our God. Fill every valley, level every mountain. The hills will become a plain, and the rough country will be made smooth. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it. The Lord himself has promised this. A voice cries out, proclaim a message. What message shall I proclaim, I ask? Proclaim that all human beings are like grass. They last no longer than wild flowers. Grass withers and flowers fade when the Lord sends the wind to blow over them. People are no more enduring than the grass. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Jerusalem, go up on a high mountain and proclaim the good news. Call out with a loud voice, Zion! Announce the good news. Speak out and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah that their God is coming. The sovereign Lord is coming to rule with power, bringing with him the people he has rescued. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms. He will gently lead their mothers. Can anyone measure the ocean by handfuls or measure the sky with their hands? Can anyone hold the soil of the earth in a cup or weigh the mountains and hills on scales? Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? With whom does God consult in order to know and understand and to learn how things should be done? To the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant islands are as light as dust. All the animals in the forests of Lebanon are not enough for a sacrifice to our God, and its trees are too few to kindle the flame. The nations are nothing at all to him. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, where God says, comfort my people, says our God, comfort them. Well, as we have been learning in our Wednesday night service and in other services, that the captivity that the Jewish nation, that Israel, that Judah, was taken into captivity was actually a favor. It was a blessing because they had owed God 40 years worth of sabbatical years. Every seventh year, they were commanded by God, do not farm the land. Let it lie fallow. And the people didn't do it, never did it. And so God waited until the iniquity was full up, and then, I know it doesn't seem this way, but he did the most loving thing that he could do, in that he took the people of Israel into captivity and shipped them off into other nations. Why? Because he was getting ready to get his 40 years back. The people owed him 40 years, and if they were to fast, that's how they, you know, would have to do without eating, without tilling the land for 40 years. What are they going to eat? You don't have money enough to buy enough food for everybody to eat for 40 years. And so the any alternative would have meant starvation and death. And so God was actually doing the most lovable thing here. You know, when you're in the midst of it, it's kind of hard to remember that, you know, this is something that God is doing for our own good. Like they say in Louisiana, when you're up to your elbows in alligators, it's hard to remember that you originally just wanted to drain the swamp. And so that's what we find the people of Israel in this situation. They've been removed from their homeland, taken out into the nations, dispersed among the nations. But now here we have, through the words of Isaiah, an encouragement. Don't worry about it. The time has come to an end. Now I'm going to start making plans to bring you back. Amen. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you rule with power and might. Like a shepherd, you care for your people. I thank you and praise you for the good news of your steadfast love and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, join me tomorrow, brethren, as we will be in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31, which is a hymn celebrating Israel's incomparable God. Oh, what a blessing. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.